Welcome, freelancers, solopreneurs, and those curious about the world of freelancing. You are listening to the very first episode of Life as a Freelancer podcast. I am your host, Noctula Quella, extremely excited to be embarking on this journey with you. In today's episode, we will look at the purpose of the Life as a Freelancer podcast. What is freelancing? Some of the reasons people do it. How did I get into the space? Some of the benefits and drawbacks of working for yourself. And a few successful people who started their careers through freelancing. Now, what is the purpose of Life as a Freelancer podcast? Basically, the aim is to provide valuable insights, tips, and advice for freelancers navigating the challenges and opportunities of freelance lifestyle. What is freelancing? What does it mean? So it's all about earning your keep, flexing your skills, and working on awesome projects for different clients or companies at the same time. Think of having a buffet of gigs where you get to pick and choose what you want to sink your teeth into. Because as people, we have different preferences, so that's the deciding factor of what type of freelancing that you get into. Now, what are some of the reasons paid in the gig economy? People freelance, work as contractors, participate in the gig economy, or start their own businesses for a number of reasons. Stagnant salaries doing traditional jobs pushes people to freelance because they cannot live with a single. Now, what are some of the reasons people freelance or participate in the gig economy? People freelance or work as contractors participate in the gig economy for reasons. It could be stagnant salaries doing traditional jobs that pushes people to freelance because they cannot live with one source of income. Or it could be the lack of jobs in a country like South Africa with a high unemployment rate, or wanting to transition into another industry but still maintaining the safety aspect of having a salary. Okay. How did I enter the world of freelancing? So I have a Bachelor of Arts degree from University of KwaZulu-Natal, Howard College. It was COVID time. I actually finished my degree in 2020, peak COVID, not even peak COVID, the start of COVID. So tried to get a job, started a podcast, you know, just to not idle. Podcasts got traction of some sort and it gave me confidence to reach out to people, you know, ask for opportunities and show them what I'm capable of doing. I was lucky enough to find someone who gave me a chance as a news bulletin reader. So I took that opportunity, and obviously when someone gives you employment, there's some papers that are signed. So there was a bit of a duck and dive in terms of that conversation, and we ended up not signing any paper, which is not advisable. And then I got to become familiar with freelancing. So freelancing doesn't mean that you do not sign a contract. But in my case, I then got to have engagements with other media houses whereby I signed contracts as a freelancer, you know. So I was doing various things at the same time. And I guess the whole thing of the person that gave me an opportunity not wanting me to sign that paper sort of like made me look for more information or look for more opportunities and ways to become flexible. So yeah, like I've done freelancing, broadcasting, public relations, media relations, copywriting. Most of the work that I do is freelancing. So that's how I got into the freelancing space, basically. Now let's look at the benefits and drawbacks of working for yourself. So working for yourself as a contractor for others, either part-time or full-time, it can be a mixed experience. Just like when you work for an employer, some days you may not feel like working or doing a particular project. Other days the sunshine may call to you, and yet other days you feel so inspired that you don't want to stop working after a full 8 or more hours, which is the kind of day I had today. I woke up at exactly 8 o'clock, went to brush my teeth, wash my face, work from home. I was on the laptop most of the day, you know. I think the only time I stopped was when I went to gym or had to eat something lunchtime. But yeah, days are not the same. And I think yesterday was very slow. But obviously, this is all decided by your schedule, because obviously you break task according to your schedule, have a contract with others. So one of my favorite things about being self-employed is that you are your own boss. You have a contract with others to do work for them by a certain deadline. And that contract probably dictates many of the terms of your work, your deadline, your length, who owns the work once it's done, etc. But for the most part, you get to be a boss and tell yourself what to do and when. And you are in charge of determining how much money you will make and when you want to give yourself a provide for yourself, which is magical. You also get to decide your own hours. That means if you are a night owl, you can work from 9 p.m. until 9 a.m. instead of its opposite. Or you can just take a surf samba or a cooking class in the middle of the day. You can schedule your Skype meetings, writing, recordings, painting, Alice, whatever around it. You can also not work the same hours every day nor the same days every week. Sometimes I actually just wake up and watch Housewives and then I start working. Yeah, as long as the job is done, that's it. It's not that deep. As long as the job is done. And since you aren't clocking in anywhere, you can choose to work weekends or holidays or early mornings or any other time when the mood strikes and you are feeling productive or you have an imminent deadline. You also determine the kind of work that you do. I did say a bit earlier that as people, we are different. We have different interests, different values. So in times as people where we've all had to do things we haven't wanted to, such as take a specific class to fulfill a graduation requirement, eat a certain food to appease a parent or grandparent, or done a task at work that we've hated, such as cleaning out the ice cream cooler, a bathroom or a fitting room. When you work for yourself, you can determine which task you tackle and which you can outsource. For example, if playing music and recording is your passion, focus on that and find assistants to help you carry the equipment or help with your social media or whatever task you find tedious. Or if you're a wordsmith and you want to land a client, one of the greatest things is that you constantly collaborate with people, you know, you build relationships, etc. And that actually leads me on to my next point. Have you ever had a job where you didn't like your boss or your co-worker? We've all had that. I remember having a colleague and I really disliked him. And it got to a point where I struggled to wake up because the first thing that came to my mind was that person. So when we work for others, sometimes we are stuck with these people. But if you're self-employed, you don't have to deal with workplace drama. You can choose with whom you collaborate and for whom you do work. And if at any point you decide something isn't working for you for any reason, you can choose not to work with that person or organization again after the terms of your contract have been fulfilled. Actually, this takes me back to a saga that I actually experienced last week. It actually rocked me a bit. It rocked me a bit emotionally. There was a disagreement with an individual that I was doing media relations with, and I'm seeing that the conversation didn't go according to what they wanted. And then the person found it fitting to insult me, and then on top of that, take my image and write something along the lines of, I'm a scammer. You know, on a media group, a Joburg media group. And I'm just like, what the fuck, you know? So in our disagreement, I told him that I actually do not want to deal with you ever again. So yeah, it's just situations like that. You get to decide who you want to work with. If it doesn't work, you have full freedom to be like, I don't want to do this again with you, you know? So yeah, you also have the freedom to work from many different places, which is one of the most amazing things. You know, computers, smartphones, tablets, and the internet connectivity have given us the ability to work at any time, from any place, doing many different kinds of things with people all over the globe. Just early this month, I actually was doing media relations for a company that's UK-based and also based in Ghana. Ladies that I interacted with on LinkedIn, and, you know, they trusted me, I trusted them, and we've built a working relationship, you know? Yeah, so those are just some of the joys of tech, you know. You also package which consists of your salaries, your benefits, your health insurance, your paid time off, disability insurance, dental and vision insurance, life insurance, retirement plan, etc. When you work for yourself, you are in charge of all these things, and because of that, you can charge a higher hourly rate than you would get as an employee to cover those things. And this still costs the company hiring you less than it would if you worked for them as an employee. Did you know that? You may save money on expenses such as clothing, gas, parking, etc. So if you work from a home office, you may not need to get dressed up every day or to wear a uniform like you would as someone's employee. You may save on gas and parking expenses and car maintenance if your commute consists of walking from your bedroom to your office space or studio, just like most of us. I could spend an entire week at home, not leave the house, not need any gas. So yeah, there's a lot of saving in terms of that. Now, who are some of the most successful freelancers, or who are some of the successful people that actually began their careers as freelancers? You'll be shocked that Donald Glover, creator, writer, occasional director and star of Atlanta, I Feel Like Summer song, he started his career as a sketch comic, stand-up comedian, DJ. And then he was a writer in 30 Rock. I'm sure you guys have seen it. Or even better, NBA basketball star, the late Kobe Bryant. He wrote the script for a short animated film called Dear Basketball and won an Oscar in early 2018. And how insane? Our dreams are valid too. So what are some of the drawbacks of freelancing? You have less security. When we work for ourselves, it is up to us to make sure we're safe for rainy days and for retirement and sick days. I don't even think of retirement because, like, right now, yeah. So our employment is only as strong as the length of each contract, which is why it's important to negotiate for retainer. But we will tap into this in one of the episodes. So we must keep in mind our presence while planning our next gig, which is kind of tough. You know, it's very hard, especially when you're living from paycheck to paycheck. But as I said, we will delve into that because it does get better. You have to have a number of business skills. This I cannot emphasize enough. In order to successfully run your own business, you have to have some idea of basic bookkeeping and accounting to be able to invoice clients. I guess this is where me doing accounting in high school comes in handy, even though I can be really tragic with numbers. But I also did business studies and I did entrepreneurship in varsity as an elective. So you need to have basic skills. It's your marketing, your public relations. Public relations is something that I've actually just gotten into. And I didn't go to any institute for that because my degree didn't cover any of that, but YouTube helped me. So we're just living in a time where you don't have to go to an institute. There is so much on the internet that could make us upskill. You may also need to know a bit more about web design. That I just recently learned how to design a website, my blog, Timeless Trends. It's work in progress, but I was actually quite impressed with the fact that I managed to do that. There's social media management and messaging and branding, plus a number of other things that go into the day-to-day operations of a business. Your business succeeds or fails almost solely based on you. You get what you put in, as I said earlier. When you work for yourself, you are in charge of creating all of your income and managing all of your expenses. Oh, you have no one to blame but yourself, darling, if things do not go well. This can be really overwhelming, which I feel sometimes is really normal, or paralyzing to realize that it's up to you and only you. For some people, this becomes their driving force. I'm one of those people. You also have fewer free benefits. When you are self-employed, no one pays you for vacation time, offsets your health, dental and or vision insurance, or funds your retirement plan. It's entirely up to you to seek ways to accomplish these things and then fund them. You also feel socially isolated, which I used to feel a lot, but I think it's gotten better now. So when you work for yourself, that can be done solo. Writing, editing, fine or applied arts, composing, design, coding, online sales and marketing. Alice, you probably spend majority of your time by yourself. Maybe interrupted by a walking dog, a phone call or electronic meetings, something of that sort. not having face-to-face contact with others while you work, can connect with others while you work can be very isolating. And this is why work share spaces and work in a coffee shop culture is thriving. I'm actually part of quite a few freelance groups, which are active daily. So I guess for me, that's my sort of comfort that I'm not alone. I mean, I couldn't be alone, but it's great to be associated with people of that sort, you know. From time to time, we bump into each other at events because they're not my friends or they're not my acquaintances. But yeah, just ensure that you do not feel isolated because it can be extremely lonely. You can also get easily distracted if you work from home. When you don't have a boss breathing over you, anyone to manage or micromanage your time, stopping to pet the dog, do the laundry, cook, play an online game, or visit Facebook, or stare at the squirrel out the window, becomes easier. So yeah, those are some of the few drawbacks of freelancing. This is an intro episode. We are going to tap into every single thing that we have discussed from episode 2. And before I wrap up today's podcast, I have to give you snippets of the next upcoming episodes. So we will look at things like why choose freelancing, the art of self-promotion, mastering time management, and many more tools to equip you in this journey. And also looking forward to hosting a few experts to help us navigate. Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Do not forget to follow, like, and share with your friends, your family, your colleagues, your fellow freelancers. If you have any recommendations, suggestions, yeah, Alice, however we can improve, I am at Makwela on Instagram. It's at MAKHWELA_. This is all small letters. On Facebook and LinkedIn, I am Noctula Kwela. Twitter X, I still say Twitter. It's at Madam Kwela. Don't ask me why I said Madam Kwela. But yeah, for myself, Noctula Kwela, ciao, ciao.